Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on July 28 regarding Luz Espinosa, Espinosa. As you know, I previously evaluated Ms. Espinosa as described in my report of 4/26/17. Apparently, she is now a 47-year-old woman who again reports she was injured at work on 9/29/12. Period. She underwent cervical spine surgery at discs number 4 and 5 on 1/7/16. Period. She denies any subsequent injuries to the involved areas since evaluated here. Period. New paragraph. As per the records provided, she receives an order approving settlement on 2/11/17 to be inserted. She then applied for a reopener. Period. New paragraph. On 3/11/19, she was seen neurosurgically by Dr. Della Soda. Period. This was a need for treatment evaluation. Period. He summarized her course of treatment to date. That will be inserted from page 1 as marked. Period. Past surgical history was anterior cervical discectomy and fusion at C4-5. Period. His diagnostic impression on this visit was cervical radiculopathy. Period. He recommended x-rays and MRI of the cervical spine. Period. She was allowed to continue working in her present capacity. Period. She returned on 6/10/19 when he had the results of the cervical MRI from 5/28/19. Period. And I'll insert the MRI result where it goes chronologically. Same with the plain x-rays that day. Period. Dr. Della Soda found there was restricted range of motion in the neck. Period. He ordered a cervical myelogram and post-CAT scan to rule out nerve root entrapment as the source of her radicular complaints. Period. She did undergo such a study on 8/21/19 to be inserted. Period. She saw Dr. Della Soda again on 8/27/19. Period. He was going to return to the office at the completion of therapy in 4 weeks. Period. She also was referred for an EMG of the upper extremities. Period. New paragraph. On 2/18/20, she did undergo the EMG to be inserted here. Period. She returned to Dr. Della Soda on 3/9/20. Period. She had completed therapy and was going to the gym. Period. He placed her on Neurontin and recommended a selective nerve root block on the left at C3-4. Period. She was seen on 8/6/20 by Dr. Dolan, D-O-L-A-N, for pain management consultation. Period. He diagnosed chronic pain syndrome, comma, cervical radiculopathy, comma, cervical spondylosis without myelopathy, comma, and myofascial pain syndrome of the neck. Period. He scratched that on follow-up visit of 8/26/20. She related getting no significant response from the cervical epidural steroid injection. Period. He offered facet injections to see if it palliates her symptomatology. Period. However, she was reluctant to undergo further interventional procedures. Period. New paragraph on 8/20/20. She had a telehealth visit with Dr. Odell, O'Dell. Period. Screening for COVID-19 was advised. Period. On 9/15/20, she returned to Dr. Delasota, having last been seen on 8/6/20. Period. She had no change in her complaints. Period. In paragraph, she underwent a repeat MRI on 8/11/6/20 to be inserted. Period. That same day, she underwent flexion and extension x-rays of the cervical spine. Period. In paragraph, her progress was followed by Dr. Delasota over the ensuing months. Period. On 7/13/21, she underwent an EMG to be inserted here. Period. She participated in physical therapy on the dates described. Period. Her last visit with Dr. Delasota was on 10/11/21, opining there was no further surgery indicated. Period. She had reached maximum medical improvement from a neurosurgical perspective, and her symptoms are permanent in nature. Period. Insert the results of the CT myelogram from 4/9/21 if we haven't done that already. Period. It was compared to the study, that MRI study of 11/6/20. Period. Physical exam. Extremities, upper left shoulder resisted abduction was 4+, but strength was otherwise 5/5. Period. The rest of that section is normal, shoulders normal. Spine cervical inspection revealed an anterior central scar consistent with her surgery. Period. Active flexion extension and left side bending were full. Period. Right rotation and side bending were minimally decreased to 70 and 40 degrees with tenderness. Period. The rest of that section is normal, and then thoracic is normal. Impressions on 9/29/12, Luz Espinosa was injured at work as marked in my prior report. Period. Since 2017, she received an order approving settlement on 12/11/17. Period. She then reopened her claim approximately 2 years later. Period. The paragraph in that regard, she returned to Dr. Delasota. Period. He had her undergo additional diagnostic studies. Period. She underwent certain injections from a pain management perspective. Period. She also had two EMG studies by Dr. Skinner, as well as physical therapy. Period. Dr. Delasota proceeded to order more advanced diagnostic studies, including CT myelograms of the cervical spine on 8/21/19 and 4/9/21. Period. He concluded she did not have any surgical indications and discharged her from care at maximum medical improvement. Period. In paragraph, the current exam found there to be healed surgical scarring about the neck. Period. She had only mildly reduced range of motion. Period. There was no palpable spasm or tenderness in this region, and spinal maneuver was negative for radiculopathy. Period. She had intact sensation and reflexes in the upper extremities. Period. New paragraph. My opinions relative to permanency will be inserted as marked in my prior report, since I don't believe they have changed. And